Bell.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into this live Saturday edition of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. I'm hearing some commercials or something like that in the background there. And they've gone now, which is good. All right, so we talked to you about what you want to discuss, and we can start things out here tonight with a pretty disturbing story. And I know you said you didn't want me to talk about this, Mark, but that just gave me all the more reason to do it.
Yeah.
The story's out of Sacramento, California, CNN reporting about child prostitutes, or what they're calling child prostitutes. For the most part, it's teenage prostitutes. But they love to lump children and teenagers together as though they're exactly the same.
Right, as though 7-year-olds are the same as 13-year-olds.
So here's the story. For more than 2 years, undercover cops on the Sacramento Police Department's Vice Squad have been working on one of the most draining beats, trying to crack down on online child prostitution. Police have nabbed nearly 70 girls under the age of 18 since 2005. Most of the girls were released to foster or group homes. Those are just the official figures. Investigators think there are many more child prostitutes out there. And it's no easy task. Sergeant Pam Sefford, the Sacramento Police Department, said, "We're asking these girls to do a big thing, which is to stop what they're doing. Stop what's working for them. Surviving is basically what they're doing," she says. Sacramento police are working with the FBI as part of a nationwide campaign to combat underage prostitution called Innocence Lost. The goal of the program, which is now in almost 30 U.S. cities, is to decriminalize the girls and concentrate on catching the pimps who control them. "It makes me really angry," said Seifert. "I think everybody on the team has different reactions to it, but I just flat out get really angry that some guy thinks he can take this girl and basically deprive her of her freedom." It's not uncommon for the officers in the unit to put in 30-hour shifts. They're so dedicated, Mark, so dedicated. Oftentimes their work is heart-wrenching, and I don't doubt it. I mean, we are talking about a world...
This is horrible.
Right. We are talking about a world of prohibition here. And so inevitably you are going to run across some pretty nasty situations. You're going to run across some pimps that are the worst of the worst. These aren't just pimps that are pimping out regular adult prostitutes. They're pimping out young teenage girls, and they just have all the more control over them because of that. And it's certainly awful. It's terrible what's happening. But look at the numbers here. They've arrested nearly 70 girls under the age of 18. They know that there are more out there. And
I'm not sure. Look, you know. I know a girl that had a prostitution charge. I met her in the course of my life. And, you know, it didn't help her to get hired anywhere. It didn't help her in her day-to-day life. Once I found out that she had a prostitution charge, I'm like, ugh. You know, and it's got to happen. It's got to be the same way for employers and all that other stuff. It doesn't help to arrest these girls for prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the solutions are, but I know that the solution isn't arresting a 15- or 16-year-old girl for prostitution.
Well, I agree with you there. But then again, what about the ones that aren't working with pimps? Are you saying we should legalize teenage prostitution?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, for one, they have teen court options, right?
So what are you saying, that they should go and pick up some trash or something like that?
Teen court doesn't have does not include convictions.
So what happens when someone goes to teen court?
I'm not 100% sure. I just know that they're given some kind of sentence, and if they complete their sentence, then they're off on their merry way without a conviction.
So what if they go back and start prostituting themselves again?
What, at below an age of 18?
Yeah.
Look, there's going to be somebody at some point or another that's going to, just be such a hardened teen prostitute that they're going to, buck whatever system you put in place in order to stop teen prostitution. Somebody's going to do that.
So then wouldn't it make sense to essentially legalize teenage prostitution?
I'm not prepared to say that, no.
is so that young lady is not necessarily put in the hands of a violent, dangerous pimp, or possibly put in the hands of a violent, dangerous John?
I would say that that as far as legalizing prostitution, if you did it for adults, the fact is prostitution's occurring in just about every town in the nation, and if it's not occurring for cash on the barrelhead, it's certainly occurring for niceties that people can provide to mm-hmm. each other. Prostitution's occurring for adults, and I think that we should make it legal that adults can participate in prostitution. As far as the age of consent, I think that it should be lowered a bit. I don't think that, I think 18's a bit high. But, no, I'm not prepared to say that 14-year-olds can sell their bodies. No, I'm not.
Well, they obviously are, Mark. So, you can deny if you want. You can say, well, I don't think they can do that. But they are. They're out there doing it. In fact, they actually interviewed a 14-year-old prostitute. We'll continue with the story here. Vice Squad officer, says child prostitution is even tougher on the parents of these girls. One of the parents' daughters had been missing for more than 2 weeks. They waited for hours at a police headquarters in hopes their daughter would be found. Vice Squad officers found her in a downtown apartment with Bruce William Carter, a 21-year-old man who police said had posed on the Internet holding fistfuls of cash. He pleaded not guilty to charges of statutory rape and was held in lieu of $35,000 bail. The couple's daughter, who had just turned 17, was detained but not arrested. It hurts, said Rosalind, who appeared weary and a bit shell-shocked, because you don't want to see your children involved in things like this. You don't realize how dangerous the Internet is. Now, we've got to keep her away from the Internet. Well, why is that? Is it because you think she's going to go back out there and start turning more tricks? Is that why you're keeping her away from the Internet?
I suspect.
Police say most of the ads appear on Craigslist, the popular and free Internet classified site, under a category named Erotic Services.
Well, first off, I would say that this is really an issue of, children working. If a 15-year-old wants to have cash in their pocket, it's darn difficult for them to work.
You can't get a job at most places at that age.
I mean, almost no place will hire you. You might be able to convince lawn mowing or sidewalk shoveling or something like that, but that's about where the options end, and...
Well, and a lot of these teen girls are they're people that are they like the purses and they like the fashion
mm-hmm.
and the name brands and all that. And if you aren't working at a job, then how are you going to afford all of the name brands? How are you going to keep up with if you're 15 or 14 and you've got friends that are 16, old enough to work? How are you going to keep up with them? Well, you can go turn some tricks and make some real quick, easy money.
A lot of kids don't consider oral sex to be sex these days, and so it's a small step for them to decide to do that. And I think we could really put a dent in this if we allowed kids to work. If that 15-year-old girl could go to the mall and get a job at Benetton or pardon me, I don't even know what these stores are, Express or Limited or whatever, stores are that are hip, because believe me, I don't know what Abercrombie and Fitch, that's one. If she can get a job at Abercrombie and Fitch working as a 15-year-old, she'll have a little money in her pocket and she'll be much less likely to do something silly like this.
Absolutely the case. I think that's a sensible idea, Mark. So let's review here. We've talked about how regular adult prostitution should absolutely be legal. We're both definitely on the same page with that. That's going to take...
It's happening already, and adults are doing it right now in your community. I don't see any reason to put people in jail for it. If you want to get it off the street, you want to get it out of the bad section of town,
legalize it. Exactly right. The reason why women are out on the street prostituting themselves is because they're so desperate for the cash, and that's what the prohibition of prostitution does, is it drives the dregs out into the streets. The ones that are crackheads or whatever are just trying to get as much money as they possibly can so they can go back to their pimp and get a rock of crack or something like that. So actually ending the war on drugs would also help. I mean, while we're ending prohibition on prostitution, ending prohibition of drugs would also go a long way, because many of the street whores that you see or that you hear about or you might see footage of on Cops are, again, most of them are pretty drug-addled people, because the higher-class girls, the ones that aren't wasted on dope,
all the time,
they aren't on the streets.
Right.
Those girls are doing in-call. They're doing out-call. They're coming to guys' homes
escorting
and offices.
Escorting places, on their arms at parties and that kind of thing, too.
Right. Those girls, you don't see them getting busted, because they aren't as desperate as the ones that are just looking for their next fix. So if drugs were legal, the price of drugs would go down dramatically to where these girls wouldn't have to sell themselves.
You think they want to do that?
Most of them don't.
No, they don't.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What do you think should happen? It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, it's your show. You can bring us what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com as we continue the discussion here about child, what they're calling child prostitution. And again, for the most part, we're dealing with teenage girls, not children. I think it's important to make that distinction. But nonetheless, many people are going to be disturbed by this particular story. Everyone wants to believe that their children are innocent little angels and that they would never do anything wrong. Of course, I don't know. Is this wrong necessarily? Kids experiment. Kids do things sexually. In this case, you've got some cases of some teens who were forced into it, in which case that's certainly awful. But many of them weren't. Many of them just chose on their own volition to prostitute themselves for whatever reasons. One young lady, a 14-year-old girl in Sacramento, CNN interviewed her, said she started selling herself as a prostitute at age 11. She said, "I wanted to feel loved. I wanted to feel important." Makes you wonder what was going on at home with mom and dad. Obviously, she wasn't getting the attention that she needed. But that's not the only reason. I mean, that's the one interview they selected for this story. But I remember years ago, I happened to be, I think I was working at Kmart at the time, and was sitting in the break room watching some daytime television, and Oprah had some teenage prostitutes on her show, and many of those girls were not repentant at all about what they were doing. They were absolutely doing it because they wanted the new Gucci handbag or whatever, and this was the quickest, easiest way to get to that. And so going back to your suggestion, Mark, if adult prostitution was actually legal, then that would reduce the demand generally for prostitution, especially teen prostitution, because a lot of guys could go out and they could hire, you know, some 18-year-old girl,
right,
and have her dress up like a schoolgirl or something.
Absolutely.
That.
It's going to decrease the demand, because imagine for a second that 16-year-old prostitute is illegal, however the 18-year-old one is not. I mean, what are people going to, what are they going to do? It seems to me that it would greatly reduce the demand in this particular area.
And reduce the price as well. If there are legal prostitutes in the marketplace, price will go down because they're able to compete openly. They're able to advertise what their rates are, essentially. And if you want to undercut the competition, you can find out what their rates are and undercut the competition. Whereas in the illegal prostitution marketplace, you're dealing with a black market service, and therefore these women can charge pretty much whatever they want to. I mean, certainly there's still some level of price competition involved, but it's always inflated. The prices are always inflated because of the black market factor. And these girls are taking a risk, whether we're talking about teenage girls or adult ladies. They're taking a risk doing what they're doing. And so, therefore, it has to be worth their while. They have to, same thing with drug dealers. You know, if you're going to sell drugs, you've got to make it worth your while. You can't just do it for a charity sort of thing.
Right. I mean, the reason the drugs are so high is because of the danger the drug dealers have to go through in order to do it. In some cases, danger from their side of the street, which is violence from people, the bad guys. And sometimes it's, violence from the good guys, because you never know whether the cops are going to, are they here to arrest you or shake you down a little bit? You know, do they just want a little payoff or what? And sometimes it's the arrests, and you just never know.
But I will go a step further than you, Mark, and actually call for the legalization of teenage prostitution.
Well,
because
you
because,
always take the crazy position.
And I will do it for the same reason. It's not crazy. It's because I care about people. And I will take this position for the same reason that I take the position that adult prostitution should be legal. The facts are, despite everything you've pointed out, and it's all been correct, Mark, as long as teenage prostitution is prohibited, there will always be people that are in search of whether it's prohibited or not, always will be people that are in search of that particular service.
Sure.
They're willing to break the law as they are today, and therefore
you will
still have a black market. You will still have a situation where dangerous pimps and dangerous Johns will be able to get their nasty little mitts on these young ladies and possibly harm them, just as you do with adult prostitutes. When you're an adult prostitute, or any sort of prostitute, and you're meeting some guy you've never met before in a hotel, you know, some scummy hotel room to turn a trick, you don't know who the hell you're encountering. Could be a cop, could be some psychopath, could be some guy that just likes to rape and kill prostitutes. So you never know who you're going to get. Or, you know, the reverse can happen, where the innocent John is just trying to you know, have his get his jollies, and he ends up running into a woman who's teamed up with some bruiser of a guy who happens to be waiting in the hotel room and beats the hell out of the guy, and then they steal his wallet and they leave. So there's all kinds of violence.
Some would say good to that. I don't. As far as I'm concerned, what's the difference between a guy going in and getting a massage, you know, in the rest of the parts of his body as opposed to that one particular part of his body?
Well, I mean, yeah, well, what's the difference between a guy going and actually paying for some sex versus a guy going to a bar, buying a whole bunch of drinks for a girl, crossing his fingers, taking her home, and hoping that he gets some? I mean, why is that so much better than some guy just laying down a price and coming to an agreement?
Right.
It's just a marketplace for sex. That's all it is. And it is the world's oldest profession. It's never going to go anywhere. It's not going to disappear. Regardless of how much the police crack down and enforce things. So I understand that when somebody hears me say teenage prostitution should be legal, it sounds abhorrent. It sounds terrible. But the fact is, today you have teenage girls prostituting themselves, and they're putting themselves in much greater danger than they would in a legal environment, an environment where you would know who your customers are. There would be some sort of recourse against a violent individual. There could be some protection. You could be working for someone legitimately instead of a violent, dangerous pimp. I mean, look, there are so many different reasons to do this, not to mention the safety factor. I mean, these girls and teenagers and adult women alike are getting into a very dangerous business, not just from violence, but also from sexually transmitted diseases. And we have seen out in Nevada, for instance, where in most of Nevada it is legal to be a prostitute, we've seen that the safety factor increases, that the brothels have their girls tested. Now, that would be one extra reason for somebody to, if you were just to go halfway, Mark, with your proposal, if you were to have legal adult prostitution, that would be an extra reason for people to go with the adult prostitute,
right?
Because they would know they're clean and tested and
sure.
certified.
If it's legal, it's going to be regulated.
So that's all. I just wanted to throw that out there, and if you want to comment on this at 800-259-9231, because I don't think it's going to do these girls any good to put them in a jail cell or to punish them for this. It's just going to make them hate the system. It's going to make them, you know, disrespect the police, and it's not necessarily going to stop them. They might just go right back out and start and turn some more tricks. 1-800-259-9231. A few more thoughts here. Craigslist, again, is the website where people are going to do this. And the young lady said she used Craigslist because it's free.
Craigslist has gotten as much bad press as MySpace. It makes me wonder if they're going to shut these websites down in the future.
Well, they're certainly going to use stories like this as their excuse to go and regulate the Internet, whether they're shutting the sites down or whatever it is they end up doing about this. As the cops were saying, the Internet's so scary, or the parents are saying they've got to keep their daughter away from the Internet. Good luck with that. 800-259-9231. You're going to just lock her in a room or something and feed her at certain times of the day, not let her out, not let her anywhere near a computer? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are free for you at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Let's go to your phone calls. Ladies come first. It's Esther listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Esther. Hello, hello. Esther.
Hello.
Hey.
I just heard it's WFTL.
Oh, you're listening on WFTL on the East Coast. Excellent. What's
okay.
on your mind, Jim?
Okay, my comment is this. The gentleman before was talking about how teenage girls today prostitute themselves and how it would probably be much better to have the brothels like they do in Nevada.
Yes.
I grew up in Esteli, Nicaragua, which is the country that Somoza, you know, then the Sandinistas took over. Well, I came way before that, in 1964. My mother died, so I came in 1965. And I studied here. I went to high school and college. And now I've been happily married for 39 years, and I have a bunch of kids.
Okay.
They're all very, very well. They were brought up with morals, and this is what I'm trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter, and she's 28 years old, but she was brought up with the morals that I was brought up in Nicaragua. And believe it or not, in Nicaragua, they have more prostitution from teenage kids from even 10 years old.
Mm.
It could even be younger than that. The reason I found out that it was even younger, I just was in Nicaragua about last year in June. I have a little sister that's the same age as my older son, because after my mother died, my father remarried, and he has 2 more little girls.
Okay.
My little sister has a center in Nicaragua for, she goes all over the town, all over the country, picking up the little girls, and then she talks to them about morals and God, and then she has a home that she started bringing them in, and now she has like a factory making t-shirts, and people can just donate something because she started this herself. And do you know that this is the thing to do with these little kids, not to make a brothel and make it up because they get checked? Because you have to remember one thing. It doesn't matter what you use, whether it be the condoms or whether it be pills or whether it be whatever contraception it is, the best way to prevent any disease or pregnancy is abstinence.
Sure.
And children were brought up.
I understand. Absolutely. Right. Abstinence is the best system. But you do understand that people are going to participate in prostitution, right?
Well, like you said before, it is the oldest profession from even back in the olden days. It's in the Bible that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. But
no, Bible didn't say. Hold up. Before you go on, Mary Magdalene was not a prostitute. Bible didn't say that.
Often, she was, but she forgave
No, it doesn't.
Her.
Go back and read it. It
okay,
does not call Mary Magdalene a prostitute. Jesus did hang out with prostitutes. However, Mary Magdalene was not one of them.
I want to just get to make sure we're on the same page here. What I'm talking about.
Let me ask you this question.
Hang on, Esther. You can ask the question in a moment. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, you're talking about rescuing these teenage girls from a life of prostitution, which I think is fine. I think that you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that these girls should be put in jail cells. I don't believe that that is an appropriate way to rescue them. I don't believe that.
No, they don't put them in a jail. What it is they have a big home by the church that they eat. They have a place to eat. They have a place to sleep.
Right.
And then they go to church.
I think it's fine. I mean, if that's what you want to do, I think that's if that's the life you want to lead is to help rescue these girls, then fantastic. There's certainly going to be some people that will really appreciate that. You'll likely be able to raise some money for what you're doing.
Well, I don't need to raise any money. She does enough by just people donating on her own. If she were to ask me to go to my, I have belonged to the same parish and are over here in the Archdiocese of Miami, and I have been in my parish for the past 32 years that I've been living in this
area. Well, Esther, I'm glad you're out there doing good things, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the call.
But I would like to.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Clearly, she cares about these young ladies. She's trying to rescue them from this life. And I'm pointing out that by legalizing prostitution, that is also a way to care about these young ladies because it helps them get out from the underground. The business would no longer be a prohibited service, and so therefore maybe it wouldn't be as hard to find the teenage prostitutes in order to rescue them in the first place. Let's continue with Skip, listening on WVTS in Charleston. Skip, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Skip?
What was the question?
What's on your mind, Skip?
Well, I was in a philosophical dilemma about what the subject is.
All right.
Well, tell us about your philosophical dilemma.
Well, I think that a libertarian point of view, you ought to be able to do what you want to do as long as you're not hurting somebody else.
There you go.
That's right.
Sounds good to me.
However, people that are young children, teenagers, they don't understand what they're getting involved with.
Is that true? Because last night I told a little story, and I wonder if that's necessarily true. And I think it can be true for some young people, but for others, I don't know about that. Because when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I was actually turning tricks. Now, it wasn't like with a bunch of people or anything. It was with the next-door neighbor, and I was doing it for video games or whatever it was that that I was getting. But I was essentially a child prostitute, and I don't think my life would have been made any better by being arrested or having the guy that I was doing that with, having him get arrested or whatever. I don't really see how that would have been the case. And I knew 100% what I was doing. I understood exactly that I was essentially engaging in prostitution. And it made sense to me. I made the choice coherently to do it. What do you say to that?
Well, have you ever thought about your yourself and what it's done to you. I mean, your moral values and just doing whatever is whatever.
Do you think Mark, you know me pretty well? Am I a moral guy?
I think in the operation of your own life, you are upright and moral. I think that you clearly don't have any standards for the next person. You know, you don't require anyone.
I have a lot of standards for the next person.
You're right,
but I respect that, and I don't think that if anybody is underage, they ought to have the right, or they ought to be coerced by older.
I agree with you. Coercion, I am completely against.
Females.
Thank you, Skip, for the call tonight. I am completely against coercion.
You know, and it's the difficulty with an age, and I'm not saying that I agree with this because I certainly don't. I think it's bizarre when you talk about child prostitution, legalizing it, all that stuff. But the problem is where should the age be? Well, if you make it 18, then if a 17-year-old, you know, decides to do it, and I manage to get caught up with a 17-year-old mm-hmm. prostitute, I'm going to jail. Well, how did I know that she was 17 necessarily? Or if she's one day below 18,
yeah.
she's incapable of making the decision. One day above 18, she suddenly...
It's absurd.
Yeah, it's difficult to know.
And the stories that you'll hear, some of these teen girl prostitutes, a couple of the ones I saw on the Oprah show years ago, they had their money stolen from them. Like, they'd worked real hard to make some money at the prostitution business, and when the cops caught them, the cops took all their damn money.
Well, what was the caller's name again?
That was Skip.
Skip. Now, one thing that I agree with Skip on is that, yes, someone has to be old enough to make informed consent when it comes to, sexual adventures, but the difficulty is knowing when that informed consent comes.
1-800-259-9231. I think we should leave that to the individuals to decide. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Lewis and Josh and John all on the line. Ladies come first if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you're going to buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Travel less, meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com and enter promo code 600, that's 600, and you can start your free trial of WebEx today. That's WEBEX.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial today. And you also get a free webcam so that you can better use the product. WEBEX.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, it's Christina calling from Clearwater, listening to WFLA. Hello, Christina.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm a grandma and a great-grandma.
All right.
And I think it should be legalized.
Excellent.
I would rather my son to have it legalized as these girls are examined and they also, whatever money that they receive, they keep and not get in trouble with the law. And have their lives ruined with a record, and the gentlemen that pay for the service shouldn't have a criminal record. I believe very strongly, and I also pray that someday this would be legalized before God takes me to his kingdom.
Boy, I sure hope so. I wish it would happen sooner rather than later, though it just doesn't seem as though it's too popular of an idea. For whatever reason, maybe it's the puritanical history of this country, people seem to have a problem with the idea of selling sex for money, and I just don't understand it. I understand if you disagree on a moral basis, that's fine. Just
right.
don't engage in that.
Right.
Because you don't like it doesn't mean other people should be prohibited from engaging in a voluntary choice, something
Correct.
That they consented to.
Yes, I think it would be a blessing if people would stop and just think. whether they have children or not. I prefer that it's legalized so that these young girls are given good medical care.
Yep, and they'll be safer, too. They won't have to deal with violent pimps.
Right.
I mean, the rate of the abductions that you'll see, like, usually what you see is runaway girls. They get abducted, and they get kind of brought into the fold of this underground, sick, sick world where they essentially are turned into to sex slaves, and they barely even get to keep any of the money that they're earning. Most of it goes to the pimp, and then the pimp can do things like abuse the young lady and harm them in ways both mentally and physically. And these are things that are only possible because of the black market, because of prohibition. You don't see that happening to prostitutes out in Nevada. They're well treated by their brothels.
Right. And God bless them. I took a trip with my late husband, and they look beautiful and gorgeous. But if you go on the streets where there's prostitution, where they have to hide and sneak, they look so run down and
so
I mean dirty
and they are.
I don't understand, and as I said, I'm very old.
It sounds that way. And you're a very sweet lady, and I really appreciate you calling in tonight, Christina. Thank you, because it was the most sensible thing I think that's been said so far tonight.
And you wouldn't expect somebody, it's an unusual position you would expect from an older woman to make that position. I'm really proud that she had the guts to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. I think she wrapped it up. Let's continue and talk to Lewis in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Lewis.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. This is Lewis. Let me put it this way. D.C. via New York City. Hi, Ian. You and I speak quite a few times, and I'm going to make it really quick. Just want to make it quick. I'm watching you guys on the cam, and I tell you, there is no other program on the radio or on the net like you guys. And I just wanted to mention, you guys are just so awesome, and
I see the smiles
on your faces. But it's totally awesome, and just want to let you know that I'm listening.
For those who don't know, for many of our radio listeners, we don't mention it too often, but we do have a webcam, and you can go to cam.freetalklive.com.
And we are both completely naked.
But
if you paid me enough, you know, I might.
It wouldn't cost much to get.
Yeah,
I just want to say hello, guys. And,
thanks, Lewis.
Great job.
Good hearing from you, man. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. We continue. John in Salem, Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Massachusetts?
I
escaped that a long time ago.
I didn't think you were there, but I thought you might be working or something like that. They put in Massachusetts on the call screening.
That's funny.
So.
That's a blast from the past. That's where I came from.
John in New Hampshire. How about that?
Anyway, guys, I've been listening to this show, and it sounds to me like you're not all that happy about what's going on in this country, and it sounds like some of your listeners are not all that happy with what's going on in this country, and your co-hosts and all that. It don't sound like you're all that happy with what's going on. So how come you guys just don't leave the country? That's what I want to know.
Well, because I love freedom, and I'm willing to stand up for freedom here right where I am. I don't want to go anywhere else. Call me stubborn and obstinate.
That's funny, because usually, in my experience, people who ask that question are being kind of bullyish, mean spirited.
You know, and here's a question I'd have back. I believe that the carburetor was invented by a man named Bosch for a company called Mercedes-Benz. Did the man who invented a carburetor to make cars better, did he hate cars? Did he hate Mercedes-Benz? I mean, he just recommended them getting rid of, did I say carburetors? Fuel injection, excuse me. He recommended fuel injection over carburation. Well, it's not because he hated cars.
He wanted to improve.
It's not because he hated Mercedes-Benz. It's because he loved cars and loved Mercedes-Benz.
That's a great point.
I'm recommending more freedom for this country because I love this country and I love people.
That's brilliant, Mark.
I am brilliant. Super genius. Super genius.
Say again, John. Go ahead.
I'm right with you. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic when I say that, because in my experience, people who ask that question, and the reason I called in on that is last Saturday, you mentioned that somebody on a local show had asked you that. And in my experience, people who generally do that are being kind of bullyish. They're part of the big gang. They're trying to isolate you, make you feel like you're all alone.
Right.
They're trying to make you feel very uncomfortable. They're being kind of nasty to you. But in my case, somebody who actually is a loved one who sincerely asked the question about my friends, like Russell and, you know, Lauren.
Many of the activists here.
The whole group of us.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't like it here, why don't you leave? And I said, well, this is kind of difficult because it's supposed to be a free country, right? And
supposed
the person agreed. And, well, if it's a free country, isn't it really getting kind of weird when you're asking the people who are advocating more freedom to leave?
Yeah.
What in the hell has gone wrong with the country?
It's really
I ended up writing a song about it.
Hmm.
You know, I don't normally plug my YouTube thing, but P-H-O-N-H, John, that's Prodigious Hilltops of New Hampshire, P-H-O-N-H.
I didn't know what that stood for up until this point.
It was a little secret until I secured the URLs.
Well, I know that your music, actually, John, was featured recently on Free Minds TV.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, their Porcupine Freedom Festival episode has a nice little music video with your music right there at the very front. You should go take a look.
I'm gonna check that out.
FreeMindsTV.com.
Anyway, so this song that I have is less than 2 minutes, and it's over on my YouTube channel, and it's less than 2 minutes, but it was because somebody was not being mean-spirited. It was somebody educated in the public schools who didn't understand. They said, you know, this is kind of weird. We're all supposed to just obey and get along and, you know, follow the rules and all that. Why are your friends, like, if they're not happy, why don't they just leave? And I said, where would you go? This is the country that's supposed to be free. You
have
other
countries that
are fascist, socialist, communist, whatever. Pick your tyranny. You can go somewhere else. Where are my friends and I supposed to go?
Are we just going to bounce around from country to country? And, John, thanks for the call, by the way. Appreciate it. Bounce from one country to the next, and then when we get to Costa Rica, say, hey, it's not free enough here for me. Well, if you don't like it, get out. All right, well, let's try Guatemala. All right, let's try New Zealand. All right, let's try Belize. Nobody's free anywhere in the world.
Right,
and
there's a paradigm of, you know, governing by coercion and violence, and that paradigm exists everywhere. It's like saying if you don't like property taxes, leave this town and go to the next town. Well, all the towns have property taxes, man.
800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. If you're on hold, we will get to you. Josh, Greg, Mike, all on the line. And ladies first, of course, 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. In this...